This is Paul Peluso from Officer.com, and I'm here joined by Sarah Sloan, the Public Relations Manager for Concerns of Police Survivors. Thanks for joining us today, Sarah.
No problem.
So Police Week's coming up in a few weeks here, and what do you guys have planned for the events as it's going on?
Well, Police Week, right now we're still working on getting all the surviving families set up with the hotel rooms and just walking them through what's going to happen in the first week, especially for the first-year survivors who have no idea what's going on and it's already so overwhelming for them. We're doing whatever we can to make this an easy and a memorable event for them. Once we're at Police Week, we will set up all of our conferences. We have conferences on May 14th and 16th, and these range from, topics that help surviving parents all the way to specific conferences that help the surviving coworkers. They're all very specific to that type of survivor. And then there's several that they can pick from, whether it's a religious aspect or if it's still just coping with the memory of their loved one. There's such a broad range, but we make sure to have something for everyone there.
Okay. How do survivors, usually find out about you guys? And, are they usually apt to joining the programs, or is it something where you see after the first couple of years of maybe, say, attending Police Week, or is it, right away?
Usually, if they've lost their officer, let's say, okay, we're in 2013, so this Police Week honors all the fallen officers from 2012.
Yeah.
So when we receive notification usually from the departments of the fallen officer, and so we'll start working with the families immediately. We give them some breathing room, obviously, but usually they reach out to us or their departments do to give us the go-ahead. But then we start working with them to make sure that, it's not just us, it's the National Law Enforcement Memorial that also reaches out to them because they're the ones that put the names on the wall. But we assist with all the names. We work with the Law Enforcement United to have every officer that was fallen in 2012, their picture and their end of watch date is on a flag, and there's officers that ride each year. I believe it's 400 miles. It might be 450. And they ride in honor of those fallen officers. So we just walk the families through so much that's going to happen, and we kind of just hold their hands so that they don't have to think. They can just attend and enjoy as best they can.
Okay, and how do you think that experience is different for the first-time families and those families that have been going for years now that are, honoring a lost one?
I think that the reason that Concerns of Police Survivors has been around so long, we're going on 30 years in 2014, yeah. Is that the past survivors, they really have had their lives rebuilt. That's our motto, is rebuilding shattered lives. And so I think the ones that have been through it and now are able to come back and let the newer ones know, you're not alone, things really do get better, here's my example, this is where you're going to be. It's going to take time, but I promise you this is where you'll be. So I think that just, attending and still honoring their loved one, even from 20 years ago, is just as rewarding as, reaching out their hands to the newest survivors.
Okay. And for those people that might not be, introduced to COPS already, could you give a little bit of background about the group and how it came about?
Sure. COPS was started in 1984 by Susie Sawyer. She used to work with the Fraternal Order of Police, and so she was able to meet with a lot of surviving families, and it was brought up that this organization needed to exist, and it has continued to grow. I believe it started with just 10 surviving spouses, and it has grown to helping, this year at Police Week we're going to service well over 2,000 families, and I believe we helped 35,000 plus survivors, from the children all the way to the parents to the coworkers. And unfortunately, it continues to grow. On average, each year there's 140 to 160 officers killed in the line of duty. So unfortunately, we have not seen that decrease. So there definitely is a need for this organization, and we help families with the benefits of getting their fallen officers the benefits that come with a line of duty death. So we have a position here that Tracy Ford, she actually helps those families kind of walk through that process, because it's not something that you'll ever know. It's something that you need to be walked through. So,
well, is there anything that you guys are doing differently this year than in past years, or is it pretty much you know, the usual program?
Well, our hands-on programs are going strong. We offer, I believe there's 9 right now, and we're getting ready to add a second co-workers retreat. One of our sponsors, Streamlight, they do the like flashlights and things for law enforcement.
Okay.
They've actually given us a significant amount, and I don't quote me on the amount because I'm not sure of the exact amount, but it's a large amount to add another co-workers retreat. And so we have adult children, kids camp, outward bound, fiancés and significant others, siblings, spouses, 2 co-workers. The second one has not been scheduled yet, and in-laws and a parents retreat. And so those go on, and all of our programs are offered at no cost, because we consider the cost paid or the price paid is already way too high for them.
Yeah, and I think that's something to, you know, to add to it, that it's not just police week for you guys, it's year round.
Oh, yeah, no. And our donations, like our conferences, all of that, all the money that is donated to us goes to some kind of program to help our survivors get there at no cost. So, and I mean, I can get a breakdown for you. That would be Carolyn Davaroy, our development director. But these programs are not cheap, and like I said, they continue to grow every year. So.
Okay, well, I thank you for joining us today, Sarah, and good luck in preparing for Police Week.
Thank you very much.